Some years ago, I was travelling through France on a train, which for some reason came off the rails. I was with a party of young Christian workers returning from a pilgrimage to Rome, and we were passing through central France at about 2 o'clock in the morning. Fortunately, nobody was seriously injured by the derailment, although 3 or 4 of the carriages left the track, some tumbling down a small embankment. We were in open country, with nothing in sight except a couple of farmhouses. There, presumably, the alarm was raised, and before too long some French troops had arrived to afford what help and comfort they could in the total darkness. By about 4 a.m. it was obvious that nothing more could be done before daylight. But as we stood around rather helplessly, 2 passages from the Bible came into my mind. One was from the Acts of the Apostles. In chapter 27, St. Luke describes in graphic detail how, on the way to Rome, the ship carrying St. Paul and himself and 274 others was caught for several days in a storm, and the crew lost all sense of their position. It turned out that they were near the island of Malta, when, during one night of their ordeal, the crew reckoned that the stricken vessel was near land, they dropped anchor, says St. Luke, and prayed for daylight. I doubt that the daylight came any more quickly because of their prayers, but in the middle of that French farmland, I sympathised with them in that great longing that doesn't submit to reason, but simply expresses a deep yearning of the heart. The other passage that came to mind is from Psalm 129, the De Profundis. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchman for daybreak, says the psalmist, drawing a more generic picture from the everyday, or should I say every night, life of a herdsman counting the hours to dawn. Both these passages and my adventure in a French field come to mind in Advent. Each has the character of that longing for completion which our eagerness cannot bring forward. But the fervor of our prayers expresses a great readiness to take advantage of what is about to happen. That surely is the spirit of Advent. We pray, perhaps using words that seem to plead for the clock or the calendar to move more quickly, but in reality praying ourselves into that disposition that enables us to take full and early advantage of the blessed event. When the event is the celebration of Christ's coming, whether the first or the second coming, Advent celebrates them both, the outcome is just as assured as the coming of dawn. But our readiness to respond and to take full advantage of its opportunities needs regularly to be refreshed. This is one form of the Church's prayer for the first Sunday of Advent. Father in heaven, our hearts desire the warmth of your love, and our minds are searching for the light of your word. Increase our longing for Christ our Saviour, and give us the strength to grow in love, that the dawn of his coming may find us rejoicing in his presence and welcoming the light of his truth. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.
Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him.